Now we're going to start on Peches Amud Aleph, Halacha Beis, and it says like this. So now this Mishnah is going to compare Truma to other Isurim. Okay, so by Truma there's a special Chumrah of Gedulei Truma Truma. Okay, and the Shaila is, well, what about other Isurim? Let's say I have Tevel, and I planted the Tevel and it grew. Now when I say planted Tevel and it grew, I'm just going to tell you now, that means that the Tevel had reached a level of Gemar Malacha that Afilakilas Arai is Asur. Okay? No. Achilas Arai versus Achilas Keva. Achilas Arai is Mutter up until Gemar Malacha. So you do the Miruach, right? Or you brought it into
Bnei
Abayis, whatever the shear is.
But this is still in the ground, right?
No. We're talking about gedulim. When we're talking about replanting stuff that grew. So let's suppose I had tevel. I reaped my field. I piled it up. I made the miruach. I made a pile. It iser is both achilas arai and achilas keva. Now I take that tevel and I replant it, and now new stuff grows.
The seeds.
The seeds. I plant the seeds. Yeah. So it's Gedulei Tevel. So let's take that for example. Okay, I'm just keeping it simple for now. So there's a difference. That's Mutter. The Mishnah is going to say that's Chulin. In other words, the stuff that grows out of that, even though I started off with something which was had an Isser of Achilas Keva, of Achilas Arai, I had an Isser of both, Achilas Arai and Keva. That's the way it started. But now that I've planted it, it's Mutter, meaning it's a restart. It's like fresh, new Panu Chadosh's Bolakan. We're starting all over again, and we go through that same process that before the Miruach, it's Mutter to have Achilas.
Once you plant it, it's new.
It's new. It's a new story.
As opposed to when you plant Truma.
As opposed, exactly, Svi. When you plant Truma, Gidulei Truma is not that way. Gidulei Truma is Truma. It's a special din by Truma that they are machmer. He brings in the footnotes of Machlokas why that is. Why is Gedulei Truma different than other Yisurim? He brings in Machlokas. I'll tell you what the Machlokas is. He brings it. It's in the middle of footnote 5. It says over here that there are two reasons for this enactment. There is Rav Chanina, who says that they were concerned by Truma that the farmer would go ahead and instead of giving the truma to the kohen, he figures, I don't know what I need to do this for. I'll plant it. It'll grow. It'll become chulin. I'm arviach. Look how much I'm arviach. I won't have to give that all to the kohen. So to prevent that, the rabbi said, no. Whatever you're going to grow is truma. That's, again, Rav Chanina. Then you have Rav, who gives a different reason, which is more specific to the kohen, that we're afraid that the kohen will have truma to meyah. And he figures, you know what I'll do? I'll plant it. Once you plant it, it becomes a full of karka, and it's ice tomei, and it's tahar. And now I won't have to burn it. It'll grow back truma, and everything's good. I've gained all this stuff, right? So the chachamim were afraid that you're going to hold it in your storage house until the zman of planting, and during that time, someone else will come along, forget it's truma tomei, and they'll eat it. So they were geyser to say gedulei truma truma, and you won't accomplish anything. Laundering truma, we want to try to make it so it won't work. Anyway, those are the two reasons in the Gemara. Okay, let's get started. Gedulei truma truma. So the Mishnah says if you grow truma, it's truma. Whatever grows is truma. The gedulei gedulin chulin. But if you plant seeds of that which grew from that which you planted, so it's a two-step removed, then that is chulin. How many guys are in that so far down the line? Avol, however, this the avol is, I'm just telling you, this is the difference. These gzeiros that we just made do not apply by these other things. So we have a list. Tevel, like I just told you what the pshat in tevel is, that it grew, that you and you planted it after it was gemar malacha, and it was also to eat it achilas arai. Afilo haki, that which grows is going to be mutter to eat achilas arai. O maiserishin, when you had not have your truest maiser had not yet been separated. So you plant it, it becomes mutter. Svichei shvius, you have to grow some shvius. So that's, of course, you know that anything, this is talking about where you had stuff that grew on its own during the Shemitah year. It's also Al Svichim and this is the Rabbanon. And now it comes the eighth year and you're planting it in the eighth year. It has to be that case, because if you planted it in the Shemitah year, whatever grew would be Svichim again. So therefore, we're talking about stuff that you planted in the eighth year. And Trumas Chutzal Aretz, if the place is there where it's only a fee of Truma Drabbanon. So you don't say Gedulei Truma is Truma, except if it's in a place where there's a Din D'Oraisa to give Truma. But in a place like Chutzal Aretz where the Din Truma is Drabbanon, Gedulei Truma is Chulin. Bahamaduma, a forbidden mixture of Chulin and Truma. That's also, in other words, it's less than 100, it's not Batal. But if you planted the mixture, the Chacham again were Makel, to say you do not say Gduli Truma Truma, and it will be Cholin, Habi Korim, and Bikorim also. Normally you have to plant, you have to bring Bikorim to Yerushalayim, and it's eaten in Yerushalayim, but here you went ahead and you planted the Bikorim outside Yerushalayim. So that's, again, you don't have the Chumra, even though normally Bikorim is like Truma. In this case, it's not Gduli. There's one case, if the Bikorim actually made it to Yerushalayim, then it becomes a different problem. Gidulehen chulin, then it's chulin. And now the Gemara has another classification, although it's going to be the same din. These are additional, the Mishnah says additional two cases. Gidule hektish or maisa sheni chulin. And the same thing is true if you had hektish. So let's suppose I had pears of hektish, and I went ahead and I planted them, so the seeds disintegrated. So since the seeds, which were the original hektish, have disintegrated, so there's nothing to talk about. There is no hektish. It's gone. So whatever grows, it's not us or us hektish. It is mutter. It's chulin.
What if it was an onion instead?
Okay, we're going to see that those distinctions in the Gemara. It gets complicated. I can't answer all regular achas right now. Maaser sheni chulin. Same thing is true if you planted maaser sheni. Of course, the same thing we're talking about where the maaser sheni did not ever reach Yerushalayim. It was outside Yerushalayim, and you planted it. It's chulin. Upoida Aysan Bisman Zeraam. So actually he speaks this out in the bottom in note 14. This is true. Actually, one second.
Oh yeah. There it is in 14.
Yeah. So in 14 it says, this is true even for species whose seed does not decompose when planted, such as onions. Okay? The Mishnah will teach below that the law we just learned concerning the growth of tevel applies only to species whose seed decomposes in the ground. However, with species whose seed does not completely decompose, then even the growths of the growths are forbidden because part of the original plant is present. The Mishnah now teaches that with hektish and maaser sheni, this is not the case. With these, the first growths are permitted even for species whose seed does not decompose. Okay? Now, the Gemara will explain in 15, let's see, that this means the entire new crop may be redeemed. Let's see, did I read this yet? I didn't read it in the Mishnah. Ufoida oison bizman zra'am. Now, this means like this. That you have to redeem them according to the time of their planting. Let's look at the footnote here, 15. The Gemara will explain. This means the entire new crop may be redeemed for the price of the maaser sheni or hektish that was planted. In other words, if I have a saw of seed and I planted it and produced 10 saw, so now you're telling me I have to redeem it, right? So what do I have to redeem? Do I have to redeem 10 saw or do I have to redeem 1 saw? So it's saying you redeem it Kishas Rav, the way it was at the time of the planting. So you just have to redeem one saw, and the rest is mutter. Okay, that's what it says over here. In the case of a species whose seed decomposes, this is a rabbinic stringency. In the case of a species whose seed does not decompose, then already that's a din d'oraisa, because until you redeem it, you still have part of the shirayim of what the original thing that you planted there, and that was hektish. And so hektish lehechan osa, lehechan olach, right? Just because you planted it, the kedusha of hektish didn't go out just because you attached it to the ground. You know, you could say that about tumah. Tumah goes away because you attach it to the ground. Fine. But in Isser Hekdesh, you still have the Shirayim of the original plant, and therefore, when it comes to that, that's what he's pointing out over here. That's not a stringency, that's a din. So the gross of the Hekdesh and the Maaser Sheni are chulin, but they must be redeemed. The price of the original saw, the gross of the Hekdesh and the Maaser are chulin because the original plants are redeemed. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Lastly, mea legino shel truma ve'achas shel chulin. Let's suppose you have 100 rows. You planted 100 rows. And you planted truma, 100 rows of truma, you planted it. And then you planted one row of chulin. And they get mixed up. You don't know where is that one row of chulin. So now the rule is like this. Chulin mutarin b'damar shazari kol. If it's something where it's the seed will disappear, so then, what we say, it's all permitted. Because since gedulei truma is only a din d'rabbanan, because minhag ha'raisa gedulei truma is nothing, right? But since it's a d'rabbanan for the reasons we mentioned earlier, so therefore the rabbanan were makel, even if there's only one row in 100 rows of truma, there's only one row of chulin, but since there's a suffix involved here, they were makel to say, you don't say gedulei truma in this case. So it's a big cool-off. Over here.
Just because Amotzi Mechaver all
arrived? No, there's nothing to do with Amotzi Mechaver.
Isn't Truma Bakul Bamea?
We're talking about 100 rows of Truma.
Yeah.
So
and one row of Hulin.
Right.
What's Bato? If there'll be 100 Hulin and one of Truma, you could say there's Bito. But in this case.
That's probably why he used 100.
That's probably why. And we're gonna contrast it the other way around. We're going to see in a second. If we're talking about an onion where it's not kala, and you had the same example, you had 100 rows of chulin and one row of truma, kulan asurin. Even though it gets mixed up, all the rows are asur. Even though you have one in 100, you don't say betel.
Why?
Why not? In the footnotes, there are many reasons given. In the footnote, it says,
which footnote?
In 19.
24.
Or 24 in the Hebrew edition.
It has a long one also.
It says over here, the reason. The reason for this is that the rows, I'm on the second column on the bottom of the page. The
seeds decompose when you put them in the ground.
Not onions.
Oh, right, because they're the same ones.
Yeah, he goes through in 18. He goes through a lot of detail about the agriculture. If you're really interested, but nevertheless, the reason is that the rows of produce that are still attached to the ground and attached produce does not become nullified, even 101. That's a Tosafta quoted by the Rush. I'm in the second column on the bottom of the page on 88A3. It's part of 19. Second column, second line. Now I'm down to the fifth line. Since each row stands independently on its own parcel of land, and parcels of land are not viewed as a mixture, so the mechanism of nullification does not apply. That's one reason. Alternatively, things attached to the ground are considered significant. Significant, I don't think it means kavua. I think it means kosher, right?
No, it's kavua also.
Maybe it's kavua. I don't know.
I'll say there's another reason.
So far, I didn't see that one. They cannot become nullified. He has kavua also.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. Yeah.
At the end of the paragraph.
He says, called the Porsche, we rule a Porsche. Why don't you say,
keep going.
Let's see. Any given row can be treated as though it was the Truman row. Nor can we permit the produce picked from one of the rows by assuming called the parchment. Yeah, that's a different thing. That if I take, in other words, I have 100 rows of chulin, I have one row of truma. If I pick one, one plant, right, out of the rows, so why don't I say I've called the parchment ruba parish, the teretz is, because something that's planted is kavua. Okay? That's a different thing. Okay. Now, the last
part. So even though there's only one row,
there's
One row of
truma and 100 of chulin.
100 of chulin, it's
chetzi chetzi. I feel like it's chetzi chetzi. Now let's suppose you went ahead and you picked all of the whole field. You picked the whole field, and now you got everything in one big pot, right?
Oh, so now it's kavur.
Now it's not kavur anymore.
It's called the parish.
It's not called the parish. It's a mixture which you don't have to deal with the parish. It's a mixture which has rov chulin, has 100 chulin. That you can't do lachachila in order to mevatel it, because that would be a mevatelness lachachila, and if you did it intentionally, we say that's awesome. But if you did it unintentionally, it would have to be bottle. Right? That would go with all the dinim of bittul. Okay, so that was the whole. This is the whole rule over here. Okay. Next, now the Mishnah goes a little further with the tevel. There's a shaila whether this is dafka, this tevel, or whether this is just the example, and it's really referring to all the previous yisurim that are enumerated in the Mishnah. Atevel gidul of mutarin, but domer shazari kola. When is this true? That when you plant the tevel, that it is mutar. That's if it's going to be disintegrated. But we're now on the base, pechas on the base. If it's something which is like an onion, it's going to actually say what is a davar shein zarei kola. The Mishnah finally tells us what that is in another second. Then gedulei gedulin asurin. If something is as like an onion, then even if it's gedulei gedulin, are also asur. Okay. Ezeu davar shein zarei kola. What's an example? Kegan lof ashum habsolim lof garlic and onions. Garlic is like barley. So when you read the Mishnah, it sounds like Rabbi Huda is arguing with the Tanakhama of the Gabbai Shum. They say a different pshat, that the pshat is he doesn't really argue. He's just saying that the only time Shum has a special halacha, like a davar shein zarei kola, that's if it reaches a certain size. It's going to be greater than a barley. But if it's the size of a barley, then it would not be considered a davar shein zarei kola. It would be considered a davar shein zarei kola. And he's not really arguing, he's just explaining the Tanakhama. So you have two pshatim, how to learn Rabbi Huda. Now, of course, the shaila is going to be, you know, number one, he's going through a very important rule of why is this different? Why, if it's davar shein zarei kola, do we say afilu gedula gedulin as asur? Is that going to be true by truma as well? Let's go vayta a little bit. It gets involved in the whole sugya of whether he brings it down from. We had it actually in Shvius, whether gedulin mevatlin es ha'ikar. So if you hold a gedulin or not mevatlin the ikar, then it doesn't matter how many times you grow it, it's never going to mevatlin the ikar, and since the ikar is still there, so it's going to remain osur. So there's a special reason for that. Okay, Tani Allah.
Does it say that here somewhere?
Yeah, he talks about it number one, long arichas. Tani Allah. B'med Ramamurim, when is this rule about Mishnah that the growth of growths are treated like cholin? Dorish is already called, Dorish is already called, Gedul Gedul Nasr. Then it would be awesome. That we just quoted the Bryson that says exactly the same thing.
What did we say by Truma?
We said Gedul Gedul Ar Mutar. Right? By Truma. Now the Mishnah went on to contrast this law with other forbidden plants whose growths are permissible. Now, we say, let me just go back for a second. So, Mamed Rama, was this Brisa talking about Truma?
Right? Talking about
Tedo. Hold on a second. Yeah, truma. Right, let me make sure this is clear. This brisa, right? The first statement, let's go, it's going back to the first statement of the Mishnah. The first statement of the Mishnah said, gidule truma, truma. Gidule gidulin chulin. That's the first statement. This brisa says, that statement that the Mishnah started off with, that by truma, gidule gidulin are mutter, is only if it's a davar shezarei kola. If it's Dover She'in Zarei Kola, it's still going to be awesome. Okay, so we have that stated as a fact. Now, Aval HaTevel Sherubo Hulin. Now we're trying to explain, why is it that by Gidulim of Truma, it's Truma, and by Gidulim of Tevel, it's not Aser, but it's Mutter. And the Gemara is not just going to list a bunch of simple reasons, and it's just a list. It's really quite simple. I'll be pruto. It's simple. Let me just say in a second. Aval HaTevel Sherubo Hulin. Tevel is different because when you look at it, most of Tevel is Chulin. Most of what's there, right? It's got only, you know, what, 10% to 2% is Truma that you're going to have to take out, but most of it is Chulin. So therefore, the Gedulim are going to become Mutter. Maaserish and Sheruba Chulin. Maaserish also the same thing. The gross are considered Chulin because the majority of the Maaser is Chulin. The only part you have to give away is 10% for Trumas Maaser. But 90% of it is Mutter. Svika Shriya Shem Ratzuyim. Svika Shriya don't are not that much to begin with, so they're no Xer Darbanan. Because Dabar Shein, it's Nosla Shecha Lagaz Rabbanan, right? Truma Schotzel Arad Shein Ratzuyim. Again, Truma Schotzel Arad is not found that often, I guess. It's not common. Why is it not common? Let's see. It's not common for Truma coming from outside of Eretz Yisrael to be found and replanted inside Eretz Yisrael. So the rabbis didn't decree the grossness of Truma be prohibited. Okay, so in other words, although truma of produce grown outside Eretz Yisrael is common, the rabbinic decree regarding the growth of truma are formulated only regard to truma replanted in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's an important point here, right? So this din is only legabe Eretz Yisrael. So since the truma's chutz la'aretz to be found inside Eretz Yisrael and replanted is such not that frequent, so therefore again it's no problem. Hamaduma sharubo chulin again maduma. We're talking about where majority of it is chulin. It's just not, you haven't reached 100, but you had rove, I guess, and therefore it was already bought with a raisa. Right? It's forbidden only biblically, only rabbinically. And this reason, the rabbis did not see fit to decree. Okay? So we're talking about meduma. When we say meduma, we're talking about where you have at least rove of chulin. Habikorim shein matzein. Again, bikorim are not that common. What does that mean, it's not that common? So it says like this. Because only Bikurim fruits are relatively uncommon. Only 7 species are subject to the laws of Bikurim. Whereas all edible species are subject to the Truma.
Mixed in with everything else, the Bikurim fruit, there's the fruit from it. What's the difference if they're rare or not rare?
We're trying to distinguish why it is that the Rabbanon made a gzera by Gedulei Truma to say that it's Truma, and by Gedulei Bikurim we said that it's Chulin. So now we're saying
because
everything is possibly Truma. Right. Right. So therefore it's not as Shkiach, apparently. Yeah. Only a small amount of first fruits are of the 7 species are set aside, right? You go and you tie the little string around with the new fresh stuff, right? The Truma obligation, on the other hand, requires a person to set aside approximately 2% of the entire crop. So he says, actually, the obligation to give a fixed percentage of Truma is rabbinic. Even in our Torah, Achita Chatas, Pesach, and Kol Kri, right? Rambam rules a similar rabbinic requirement of a minimum amount pertains to Bikurim as well. However, it's a question among Dushainim. Okay. Reb and Malki Tzedek, he says, holds that Bikurim has no fixed minimum. All right. He says to see the Rosh Sirilio as to why Bikurim is considered uncommon. Let's take a quick peek. Bikurim, so he says, Pir Shamen Shimshin, Dein Anoigen, Ella Bishavas Hamidim, we said that. Venir Lafarish, Dein Matsi Litoismahen, Shemitzvah Chaviva Hili Yisrael, Kdei Laharois, Wow, interesting. That people don't make this mistake. How do you touch this up, Avram? How do you touch up this Rosh Sirilo? Are you paying attention?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
So, how do you understand this Rosh Sirilo? In what's he lit lit os
bohen? I don't know any other parallel to where the Chachamim
What do you mean you're not going to make a mistake? What mistake are we talking about over here? The mistake is that you planted it, or the mistake is...
Yes, planted the Bikurim.
Okay.
In other words, you were mafreshit from the tree, and then you planted it. Why would you make that mistake if it's chaviv? The whole idea is the mitzvah is chaviv. You're not going to... That itself is something that's not matzui. If a mitzvah is chaviva, it's very not matzui to make a mistake with it. It's like saying, I forgot, I didn't eat three matzahs on Seder night. I just forgot about it. I mean, things you don't make a mistake on.
Yeah.
Forgot to say kol nidre.
He's saying that there's a difference. It's not like you just give it to a Stam Alevi. Here you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, to Hashem, so people are more, it's more chaviv to people, as opposed to Stam Truma that you just give to the Kohen down the block.
Right. This is what you use to show your appreciation to your Creator. Right. And so therefore, people are not going to be so tempted to plant it. I guess that's the pshat, right?
Yeah.
It's a very interesting pshat. Okay. Next, the Mishnah says, Geduli Hekdar. So again, so we're just trying to, we just listed a whole bunch of reasons why the Gedulim of these other Isurim were not included, were not like Truma. Geduli Hekdar Shrei Meiser Sheini Chulin. Poid Asim Es Man Shazron. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Poid Es Kol Oisev Ed Mei Oisev Saw. That what it means is that you redeem the whole Oisev, meaning the whole bounty of what grew with the value of that of the original saw that you planted, right? And what he's coming to Afuki is you shouldn't think that you're just using the original saw as a pricing mechanism and then you're gonna have to apply that pricing mechanism to the whole resulting produce. He's saying no, the idea is that is the fixed price for the whole bounty. Okay? More than sense. Hefresh bein hektish and meiser sheni. Now the Mishnah said that meiser sheni and hektish are like one category. Now the Gemara is going to show that there are distinctions between those two. Okay, I'll cut over here a little bit. Meiser sheni, beim davar shezarei kala, beim davar shein zarei kala, nifta b'shar hazol. That means it doesn't make a difference whether it's disintegrated, not disintegrated. You pick. The Shar Hazol means, he translates, it's the wholesale price. So you have two prices. Remember, you go to market. If I want to price tomatoes. So if I go to 7 Mile, prices are, you know, through the roof, $5 a couple of tomatoes. You go to the wholesale, you know, that's retail, right? And wholesale would be, I guess, from Farmer's Market downtown, where it comes off the boat. If there were any boats, then that would be how you would get it from there, right? I had to get that in somehow. You know. Ella, no. So again. So Meiser Sheni, you're going to use the pricing of a wholesale. Ella.
The issue here is because we need to use that money to spend in the shrine, and if we want to get the most amount of money as possible.
No. We're said in the Mishnah that if you replant the Meiser Sheni, that it's cool. That is chulin. Let's first work with Meiser Sheni. We're gonna first do work with Meiser Sheni. So Meiser Sheni, when you are paid it, you have to decide first, well, what's my pricing? Which pricing am I using? Am I using the supermarket? Am I using the wholesale? So the Gemara says, Bein Gedavar Shezari Kola, Bein Gedavar Shein Zari Kola, you're using the wholesale Shar Hazol, the cheapest price. Then, the second thing you have to do, you have to decide, am I going to be put it the way it's now? If it's a species whose seed decomposed, so then you have nothing left from the original Meiser Sheni that you planted. All you have here is the stuff that grew here in front of me. That's the only thing left. We have fresh fruit here, right? So...
you go by the present market.
You go with the present market price. In other words... let's suppose the market changed, right? The market could have gone up, it could have gone down. At the time that I planted it, let's say it was $5 a pound. Now it's $7 a pound. So you use the current market price, $7 a pound, wholesale.
In order to be podeit.
Correct. Dover she'in zarei kola, but if it's something which you have something which is still remains from my original planting, which means such example is onions. But the point of it is that I still have shirayim from what I used at the time of the planting. So therefore, I could use that time to set the price. Nifta b'shar harishon, I could use the first price. I could use the $5 a pound price. Okay? That's ma'aser sheni. Now, what's the din by hekdesh? Hekdesh is different. There, the din by hekdesh, this is a takeoff of a language that's used by Erechim, that we use the place and time which is current. We just use everything current. Okay? So, it's redeemed at the price and effect in the place which it is located, and according to the price it commands at the time it is redeemed. Even if it was a davar she'ein zarei kola. However, davar she'zarei kola, poida is kola eitzu d'meyoy sesor she'zara. There's one difference here by Hekdesh. That if it was disintegrated, so then you could go ahead and, like we said before, just be poida the one saw that you planted, right? And even though you have 10 saw now, but you only have to use the price of that one saw, right? In the case of a species whose seed decomposed, one redeems the entire storehouse for the price of the one saw that was originally planted. Because again, like I mentioned to you, when the seed decomposes, it's ice hektish. There's nothing left from the original hektish. So I can use that base as what I'm redeeming. But davar she'ein zarei kola, poida is kola oitzer. But it's changing. If you're talking about something where you have shirayim of the original hektish, we have hektish to redeem here. I've got 10 saw. I've got to redeem all 10 saw. I can't just use the one original saw because I wouldn't cover what I have in front.
The piece of that original hekdesh
is still here. It's still here. It survives. Correct. So, in summary, this is the summary here, on the bottom of 23. For a species whose seed does decompose, both hekdesh and ma'aser sheni are treated the same manner. Both are redeemed at the current price. And only the amount originally planted needs to be redeemed. However, in the case where the species does not decompose, there are two differences between hekdesh and ma'aser sheni. A, ma'aser sheni is redeemed at the price that prevailed when the seed was planted, whereas hekdesh is redeemed at its current price. B, with ma'aser sheni, only the amount originally planted needs to be redeemed. In the case of hekdesh, the entire crop must be redeemed. Adkan. With this, we finish Ta Pei Ches.